que nadie detendrá. Culturas encontradas, unión y amistad, herederos de la gloria de la gran Tenochtitlán. Palacios, parques y avenidas, entre chelas y canciones, transcurren nuestros días. CDMX, este es mi hogar, por nada de este mundo lo podría cambiar.
Unidad,
amistad,
familia y dignidad.
Unidad,
amistad, familia y dignidad.
Unidad,
amistad, familia y dignidad.
Unidad,
amistad, familia y dignidad.
We're kind of running around the world here, which I'm enjoying. That was some great street punk from Mexico City, Mexico. The band Graffiti 3X with the song Unidad from the album Unidad, Amistad y Punk Rock that they self-released in 2018. Before that, we heard more of the hardcore end of street punk. That was the song Death on the Streets by Corrupted Youth from the Class Struggle LP that came out in 2016 on Evacuate Records from San Diego, California. And Corrupted Youth are from East LA, California. I couldn't find out where in East LA. Latin Americans do street punk really well. They bring a great, like, sharp edge to it. Oh, and then before that, some more hardcore street, this time from East London, making a big jump across the Atlantic. That was The Restarts with the song First World Problems from the Uprising LP. They came out in 2019 on Pirates Press Records from the West Coast here in Emeryville, California. And The Restarts are from Hackney, East London. Before that, one of my favorite music scenes on the planet. That was Conditions Apply from Montreal, Quebec, with the song Two Words, One Finger. Love that title. And that was off of Rage and Ignorance that they released in 2022 on their label, Conditions Apply Music. And we started that off with some veterans. Are they considered veterans yet? I mean, shit, we're looking at 20-something years now, I guess. So, yeah. That was Cheap Sex, kind of on the hardcore end of Oi there. With the song It's Up to You off the Launch to War LP that came out in 2003 on Punkcore Records from Middle Island, New York. And Cheap Sex are from San Diego, California. You know, they played the Bay so often, I thought they were a Bay band. I had no idea they were from Southern California. I'm just learning that now. So, once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over, and thank y'all for joining me on the Middle Fingers Summer Party. Yeah. I got my drank, and oh, I forgot. Oh, good. Oh, wait, no. I put this in the freezer to cool down, and it didn't freeze too much. Yeah, the liquor store near my place sells 7-Up in glass bottles. I haven't had 7-Up in forever. Tastes like a sick day. Yeah, we're partying now, blowing the roof off the place. Oh, I wanted to mention, I'm so sorry, but on my last episode... I fell asleep during the last song and the tape kept rolling. I'm so embarrassed. I can't believe I didn't catch that when I uploaded it. Trust me, I really needed it this summer season. And my buddy that has Facebook told me that someone commented on the post for that episode and said that they'd never heard something about they'd never heard a radio host bang on the wall and tell the neighbors to shut up during the episode, and said like good job or something. Anyway, if he's listening, or if anyone knows him, please, or has Facebook, please tell him that I said thank you. It's an honor to be that, you know, asshole neighbor that yells at everyone regardless of whether or not the mic is hot. Yeah, we got a good community of listeners going here. Y'all are good people. Cheers. Okay, back to business. Let's listen to... let's do it. The song that I think of when I think of, like, chanty street punk. This is, of course, The Business with the song Real Enemy.
Oh,
one of my favorite Chanty Oi songs that we'll hear tonight. That acoustic guitar just gives it a campfire feel that makes those chantalongs feel so much more infectious. I don't know. Anyway, that was Marching Orders from, of course, they're from Melbourne, Victoria, the best, most fun music scene in the world. With the song Brothers in Arms from the Dead End Street 10-inch EP that came out in, back in 2007. Melbourne was killing it even back then. And that came out on Randale Records from Schutach Baden-Württemberg, Germany. Before that, we had the danciest Oi song by far. I was cutting a rug over here when that song was playing. That was City Saints with the song Nitad from the Explosive LP that came out in February of this year on Sunny Bastards Film and Music from Essen Ruhr, Germany. Where do I know that label from? They put out that Hellgreaser record last year. Yes. Okay. And City Saints, and that Nim Vind record. Hell yes. Best memory in the game. Anyway, City States are from Gothenburg, Sweden. Before that, we heard another Chinese band. A pretty brutal street punk band this time. That was Demerit with the song Ayu Hupim, which means, the English text on the sleeve says piss on love, and the direct translation says love and peace with a question mark. Those are two very different titles. I'm really curious about what that song is actually called. Anyway, whatever. The song is from the Out of the Fog LP that came out in 2018 on Maybe Mars from Beijing. And Demerit are originally from Qingdao, Shandong province in East China, but now they've relocated to Beijing. Before that, we had another pretty bare-knuckle street punk band from Portugal. I'm going to do my best with this pronunciation. That was Facção Oposta from Lisbon, Portugal, with the song Facção Oposta from the Facção Oposta 7-inch EP. Made me pronounce that three times. and that 7-inch came out in 2014 on Zero Work Records from Lisbon, Portugal. Can I say records from also Portugal? I couldn't find out where in Portugal. And then we started that off with another staple of the street punk genre, and definitely the song that I think of when I think about Chanty street punk. That was, of course, The Business, with the song The Real Enemy, The Real Enemy, from the Landmark Suburban Rebels LP that came out in 1983 on Street Records from London, England. And The Business are from Lewisham, South London, England. Yeah, spill a little out for Mickey Fitz. I didn't mean for it to actually come out. I'm getting soda all over my carpet. I don't want to lose my deposit. I'll clean it up later. It's not a real party until you lose your deposit anyway, y'all. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over. You can hear all of our episodes at MaximumRockAndRollRadio.com. You can email Maximum Rock and Roll at radio@MaximumRockAndRoll.com. Any submissions you'd like to send, send two copies of vinyl or one copy of CD only and cassette releases to P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609 in the United States. Any donations can be sent to MaximumRockAndRoll.com/donate, and you can subscribe and rate Maximum wherever you find your podcasts. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over. And thank you all for partying with me tonight. Seriously, it's been a really fun night for me. Doing things out of order can work, I think. Having a summer party without the unbearable heat and craziness. By this time, I'd usually be settling back into indie rock, like more sensitive and vulnerable stuff. I think it reminds me of the anxiety of fear of starting school again after summer break. But screw it, I haven't been in school for 11 years, I can do summer whenever I want, or like the good parts of summer. I found out recently that I've got trauma-induced obsessive-compulsive disorder, so this is my way of breaking some habits that I get myself into. Maybe I'm trying to find some strength by disregarding, and therefore disrespecting the things that make me feel powerless. Or maybe I'm just trying to shake up my life. I heard something about how as you get older, the years feel shorter, and that's because you aren't experiencing new things. Like, years feel long when you're a little kid because the world is still so new. So now that I'm at this age, I've circled the sun plenty of times, so I know what to expect. What is it? I'm 37, so 37 times 4, I've experienced almost 150 seasons now. So maybe I'm trying to approach the seasons differently so that it's new. Maybe I can reset how I experience them. Maybe I have more power to choose how I experience them this time around. So yeah, once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. And we got two more, and we're gonna do maybe one of my favorite Oi records of all time, and then some PNW heavyweights. And then I'm gonna calm down because I'm ridiculous. We'll start off with one of the best, easily. First up, we'll listen to the legendary Blitz from New Mills, Derbyshire, England, with the classic Voice of a Generation from the Voice of a Generation LP that came out in 1982 on No Future Records from Malvern, Worcestershire. And then we'll close out with the PNW punk as hell street punk, but still like chanty oi band, Noise, which is such a perfect name. Noise with an oi in the middle with an exclamation mark. We'll hear the song Bottom of the Barrel from The Scars We Hide LP that came out in 2014 on, there they are again, Randale Records from Schutach, Baden-Württemberg, Germany, and GMM Records from Sacramento, California, which is Mark Noah from Antiheroes label. Cool stuff. And Noise are from up here in the Tacoma, Seattle, Washington area. Bodied! And seriously, thank y'all again for hanging out with me and joining the party. I love you all very much. This is Blitz with the song Voice of a Generation, and then Noise with the song Bottom of the Barrel, which we can listen to even if it's not summer. Middle fingers, middle fingers.